my sisters and brothers, I believe that we would be greatly amiss if at this moment we do not take a moment to bring to this altar the heinous crimes that have been inflicted upon many, many people, children. I'm sure all of us are well aware of the many dioceses in Pennsylvania, and really across the country, but Pennsylvania right at this moment, of the clergy sexual abuse, crimes that need to be investigated and also need to be brought to justice, restorative justice for God's people, God's children. And so I ask each of us right now, at this moment, to bring all of that to this altar. Because it's not easy for any of us, especially for the priests. Quite honestly, some days I am quite ashamed to be a Roman Catholic priest. But I have to continue to be faithful to what God has called me to do and to be. And so at this moment, let us take a few moments to bring all of that, all of the victims, to this table of oneness and peace. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, who is our loving Father. May the Lord accept sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all of God's holy church. Receive our oblation, O Lord, by which is brought about a glorious exchange, that by offering what you have given to us, we may merit to receive your very self. Through Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion and love for the waywardness that is ours, Jesus humbled himself and was born of the Virgin Mary. By the passion of the cross, Jesus has freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he has given to us eternal life. And so, with angels and archangels, thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, Jesus took bread, and giving thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, Jesus took the chalice, and once more giving you thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout our world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, the Bishop of Rome, and Michael, our bishop, all the clergy, and all your people. Remember also our sisters and brothers who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy and love. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Joseph, Saint John Newman, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen, 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 amen. Let us pray for the coming of God's kingdom as Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy and love, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Kingdom, power, and the glory are yours. ours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer one another some sign of Christ's peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the one who takes away the sins of our world. How blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Amen.